Alrighty. Good morning, now good afternoon to all of you. I'm so glad that all of you guys were able to make it here today. And there are little plants that are all scattered throughout, so that's a little happy Mother's Day to each of you. You can pick whichever color you like. Not the big centerpieces. Well, those are mini. Those are minis. But the little ones, the little impatiens, are from the Lord to you all. And so when the Amish girl was helping me pick them out, she said, I said, which one, you know, would you choose? She gave me A, B, and C. And she said, well, I think the impatiens, they're hard to kill, and they're very pretty. And so I said, well, great, I'll take that. And then I thought, it's also a sign of our impatience that we may have. Let him be our patience. So be blessed by those. Pick out whichever color you like. Fine, you know, fine trade. There's some over there on that table as well. So so this morning, or this afternoon, I guess it already is afternoon, my heart, as always, is that Jesus would be what you all receive. And so part of me wrestles with this, oh, they're not going to want to hear from me again because, like, they talk to me all the time in life. So why would you want me to speak to the women, Lord? We need to have, you know, somebody fresh that's an imported speaker that will be, woohoo, sell tickets and get them to come. But for some reason, the Lord chooses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. So may I be a fool for Christ today. And I think the other thing is that, like, we can be so hard on ourselves. I'll pick on Mama Tam, you know. I call her Coca-Cola. She's the real thing. And so Jesus is the real thing in Mama Tam. So when she, you know, gets up and shares and sings on Sunday morning, and just the inadequacy that we all feel sometimes, you know, again, is in and of ourselves apart from Christ. So I haven't chosen myself of, woohoo, sit down, I have things to tell you. I have been chosen, I'll say that I can get out of the way and somehow, like, let Christ shine through me to impart to us the wonderful truth that we see in our God in this day, in this chapter that we are in for such a time as this, in this glorious chapter of spring. It is just so alive and popping with life in my eyes. Ask Amelia. She's been captive in the car as we've driven all over to doctor's appointments. And I just, every, you know, squirrel, I just look over here and look over there and just see the life that is blooming out there. And so that is a marvelous reminder from the Lord of the life that he's bringing even out of what appears to be dead. And so when we come out of these cold days, we thought it would be warm by now, and it still is cold. And in this, you see what seems like, is it going to ever get warm? Are these trees ever going to bloom again? Is the grass going to ever not be brown? And we see this life that is coming forth. And so as I went before the Lord, you know, like, I want fresh manna from you, Lord. And so in the Bible, it's all there. So I'm going to be saying the same thing that we all continue to hear from Bible teachers and people that we listen to. But I just pray that our ears have fresh hearing, whatever it is that Jesus wants to share with us. So no matter how much I try, you know, when I homeschooled the girls, I sometimes would put on a British accent or pretend I was from Ireland or do something that, you know, they would have a new teacher that would be fresh and different. And so that would kind of disguise the mom that they had each and every day. And so sometimes I think, you know, Tom Weintraub, when he shares, you know, he's so orderly and he has his notes and you have it all. And Joe, pretty much, he says almost verbatim what he shares. And so I'm like, I want to be like that. And then, you know, Tom's like, I can't imagine. Some guy just got up and off the cuff he would share whatever it was that was on his heart. And I'm like, I identify with that person. And he's like, I just don't understand that. And so I don't consider myself to be a teacher, which is why I say there's a message. I feel like I'm the cheerleader for the kingdom of God. And so anything that he puts in me to encourage you all, that's really what my heart is and what my hope is in doing that. So I also want to be like Ma Ingalls, you know, is so calm and can deliver things in such a nice manner. And we watched Little Women the other day, and Marmy also is just so calm with her girls. So that's what I want to be, but unfortunately I am this Lillian Miller. She calls me Spark Plug. I don't know why she would call me that, but she somehow sees me as this. I see myself as popcorn, this popcorn spark plug that is going all over the place with lots of different things. So may God take all that he has given me and put it into some kind of order that blesses you all, that makes sense, that has order, and is, again, just a blessing to have Christ revealed this day. And that is my prayer right now. So as this life is bursting forth, I just think of God's heart, the mother heart of God. And so we often see the father heart of God, God the Father. We talk to him and we see, when I first got saved, Jesus was my brother. He's my friend. He's down here on this level. But God the Father, he was up there. But many times we don't see the mother heart of God. And so there are different scriptures that I will point out this morning. I'm going to keep saying this morning, even though it's this afternoon for some reason. It's nicer to say this morning. Just to see the union that we have with our spouses, in that union, a child is created. And I know that all God's word are pictures and truths that he wants to impart to us. As we have that intimacy with Christ, in that union, Christ is birthed in and through us. As we have that union and intimacy with Christ, there is fruit that comes out of our lives. As I point out the flowers don't do anything outside. They abide in the ground and they grow. Many of the flowers need to be tended and they grow and they look absolutely beautiful. But many of the flowers, even the weeds that are classified as weeds, that are, they catch your eye and they're beautiful and you can just see all of the little details in them. And I want us today to realize what flowers we are in this world, in these dark times, in these confusing times, in these times with friends, family, and neighbor at odds over, I don't need to say what we're at odds over because there's just so much that we have been pinned against each other. And so as we see ourselves as the daughters of the King, as flowers in the field, that when we pass those flowers and we're like, wow, look at those flowers. They bring joy. They bring happiness. They bring people together. There's celebration in it. All the flowers that were up at the altar on Easter. That was just like, just such a joyful pop of color. And so that's, you know, what I want to, I guess, have illuminated. God has made us all different flavors. And so I sometimes feel like I am an extremely odd flavor, and you all are going to be like, pleh, that is a weird flavored child. And sorry, that's just how I see it sometimes. However, I know that my dad chose me to be this flavor. And because he chose me to be this flavor, then I am fine in my presence with him. Like, we're good because he says that I'm accepted in the beloved, that he chose me, that he knew me before I was formed in my mother's womb, before the foundation of the earth. And so with Jesus, yes, I can be, you know, totally set free, uncandid, whatever. Pardon me, I shouldn't let this be on there. But even when I'm at home alone in the shower and I belch really loud, I'm like, oh, pardon me, Lord. Like, that was such a loud lion roar. I do not know where that came from. But then I kind of chuckle because I'm like, well, you made me. So somehow you made that come out of me. Sorry, Amelia. She's probably going to be very embarrassed to be here hearing her mother say these things. But in that, what I have a problem with is sometimes is how you all will see me and how the rest of the world will see me and how the rest of the world will understand me or not understand me or not get me or think I'm strange or whatever it may be. That is the wrestle that goes on with inside of me. So instead, I'd rather be polished and I'd rather give you everything in order. That's what I want to do. That's why I wanted to show up here this morning and just hide all of my goo and make you all think I'm put together and I have this and everything is great. But unfortunately, that is not who I am. And so, like I said, as much you do. So as much as I want to be that still small voice, quieted daughter of the King, it is the work that he's doing in me. It is the process that he's taking me to until the day I die before his presence at the throne. I hope I am not one that is just like this up there. So anyhow, but God uses us each in our uniqueness and our gifts. And that is the main thing that we all need to hold up. There's only one Ann McKnight, and I can only do me. There's only one Tammy Detweiler, and only she can do she. Be her. Each of you, fill in the blank with your names. You are each uniquely, wonderfully, fearfully made by his hands, precious in his sight. And so that is, I can, like I said, rejoice for all that he has made for others. But again, sometimes we're so hard on ourselves. We're so hard on what we see in the mirror. We're so hard with the voices in our head, the voices from society, the voices from our mothers, the voices from our spouses or whoever it may be. And so this day, may we come before the King and celebrate and rest in not only in who we are in his sight, but who we are down here representing him on this earth, uniquely, each flavor that we are made. And no, everybody's not going to like my flavor, and that's okay too, because like that's how God uses us. That's how God spreads us out. That's how God uses the bold one who says, listen, repent or you're going to hell and you're going to burn. And then you have the other one that's like, well, look at the pretty flowers and the way that they have blossomed and bloomed. And it's like a picture of how much he loves you. And he uses that and everything in between. And so, like, that is why God made us all different flavors, all different flowers in his garden, and we can celebrate that and we can rejoice in that. Yes?
Without a spark plug, the car can't
burn. Right? This is true. This is true. So, yeah, so we all, you know, the body of Christ, we have the picture of the functioning of the different parts of the body. Each one is unique in and of itself and what it does. Each thing is not junk. God doesn't make junk. And it's all being worked and used to his plans and in his purposes. I always have to go back to the beginning. You know, we have to, I shared that, I guess, two T's ago, the importance of going back to the garden, going back to Genesis, going back to the Bible itself as being the foundational word of truth. And I was thinking about Adam being created, and then we know Eve was created out of Adam. Eve, we have an Eve here today, and we have another one here today, who is the mother of all living things, and yet we say that in parentheses because it's really God who's the mother, father of all living things, but we don't worship him as a separate male and separate female, but those attributes are wrapped up into one. And I was thinking also, like, we kind of joke that Adam and Eve didn't have belly buttons because they weren't created, birthed from their mothers with an umbilical cord from the womb. And so I was thinking about, you know, that life that the two of them had by the hand of God, that supernatural, he is the super, we are the natural, beings that have been in his hand. And then from that, all life has come forth from the union of these two. And so the name that I was looking at this morning also is El Shaddai. And El Shaddai has twofold meanings. One of them is, I believe, like the breast of God, and the other is that it's referring to being fruitful, and that he is the all-sufficient one. So many times we've heard that God needs to be our all in all. When I heard that years ago, many of us like categorized God, you know, like God first, then family, then work, then finances, you know, and it was like this, God's only up here, but you leave him out of here, here, and here. And no, he wants to be all in all. And so I know most of you in here, and I know most of you like have gotten that message and heard it. And every time Ed Miller speaks, he always starts with only God can reveal God. And so that is a truth that I think my heart has had a very heart and head, have had a long time comprehending, because I'm like, you know, I think you need my help a little bit here, God, you know, so don't you want me? And he's like, no, only I can reveal myself to all of mankind. Are you sure, God? So that one has been a tough one that I've had, but the more that Ed says it, only God can reveal God, that is a truth that we can rest in. Now, he uses all of us to reflect him, to shine him, to go where he leads us, to speak what he has us speak. But even that, apart from him, we can do What can we do?
Nothing.
Nothing. We can do nothing apart from him. So we can do a lot of things apart from him that are not fruitful, but we can only do fruitful things in him as he is the one doing it in and through us. And so that brings my heart to a place of peace and rest of going, okay, Lord, you've got all of these things. Now, we're about to celebrate Mother's Day next weekend. Of course, as mothers, we celebrate it 365 days out of the year. But anyhow, Hallmark has chosen one day. So I know all of you have different backgrounds. I don't know all of your situations, but, you know, we all are fallen people here on this earth. And so some of us have great relationships with our mothers. Some of us didn't have great relationships with our mothers. Some of us have them still here. Some of them are gone. Some of you have your children that are with Jesus. And so each of us have different things that we go through in these mixed emotions. Cody, I thought she was going to be here because she's about to be a mother. And we have some who aren't married yet who are one day perhaps going to be mothers. So all of these things, Jesus has us in the seasons that he has us in. And whatever it is we're going through, I know is very real. And so sometimes I can be the Mary Sunshine optimist and almost not necessarily disregard somebody's hurts in their heart, but I know what's true in Christ. And because I know it's true in Christ, then I'm like, we need our eyes fixed on him. And as our eyes are fixed on him, those things of this earth grow strangely dim. But God has created us with human hearts. We do have hurts. We do have pains. We do have those memories that we walk with every day. We will sometimes struggle each and every day and have the realness of not having a smile on our face because we are hurting, and that's okay. Again, God has created us as he's created us, and it's, I believe, resting in him and abiding, it's almost like we have just this spotlight with us and the dad and our father in heaven, or that nurturing mother in heaven. And we only care about what we do to please him. And if that is our focus, then it is going to bless the world. Even if it's not how we prescribed would think the world is going to be blessed. But I think as we have that abiding relationship in him, that is what's going to set us free. That is what's going to make us different from this world. I thought of the word misfit. I feel like sometimes we're misfits in this world. So I went to Webster's Dictionary, and I thought, okay, well, we're all sinners saved by grace. But, you know, what exactly is a misfit? And so the definition is one who is unable to fit in their environment or circumstances, or is considered to be different from others. As God's kids, we are misfits if we find ourselves comfortable in our sin state. So we misfit trying to be comfortable in sin. And so he calls us out of that, and he calls us to himself as the Redeemer. And that's where when we have this new nature, then we are no longer misfit, but we are fit before the King. We are clothed in his righteousness. And so then that is like I said to you in the beginning, when I am before the King, I am at peace because I am in his righteousness. I am clothed in him. I am filled with him, and I am. He says that he delights himself in me as I delight myself in him. That is a mind-blowing truth. That's another one of Ed Miller's. Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give. Oh, no.
The Lord
delights in you. Delight yourself in the Lord, because he delights himself in you. That is a mind-blowing truth. When we focus on that, when we sit on that, when we swallow that, when we take it to believe that, do you believe that God delights himself in you? Ask yourself that question, because it is more mind-blowing. Like I said, the more I say that and I take it to the King, do you really delight yourself in me? And when I know that answer is yes, that's what makes my heart soar. That's what helps me be set free. When I try to have the world like me with me rearranging Christ so that they like me, I am a misfit. I do not fit in this world. It's very uncomfortable. It's very awkward. And so I have to lay that all aside. I got to take off that and throw it down. His yoke is easy. If we get behind him and we let him lead, it's all so easy. When I try to run ahead of him, or I try to help him, or I try to show him I know what I'm doing, ouch! It is not easy, and it is not fun, and it's not good. So may we all let him lead and rest in who he has made us to be. I can't be remiss in saying what's going on worldwide. I don't really watch the news with all that's been going on with Amelia. I don't think I've seen the news, really, other than a couple of minutes the other night, and that was just a couple of minutes the other night. But there's really, like, I ain't got no time for that. So we are in this world, but we are not of this world. And so I certainly have empathy for all of the horrible things that are going on in this world, when there's tragic things with the weather, when there are tragic things with war, when there are tragic things with famine, when there's tragic things with COVID, whatever it may be, loss of loved ones, these are very real things. But again, how do we deal with those things? How do we affect this world? How do we live with the joy of the King in this world as we're living through and walking through? First of all, it's going to be different for each of us. And so go to your daddy. Abide in him. I've said this several times, but it's like a broken record, but we can either gaze at our problems and glance at God, or we can glance at our problems and gaze at God. Fix your eyes up there. That is where the things of this world grow strangely dim. That is where we are filled and fueled to overflowing with him. That is where, like, that picture of the water that's inside of us, and then, you know, ping pong balls, they bubble out and they flow over the more that it's filled up. Well, the more we're filled up with Christ, the more he's going to flow out of us. And again, it isn't us saying, I'm going to purpose myself to have Jesus flow out in the shop right down the road. No, I just have to abide in him, be filled with him, and that is how he overflows and comes out of my life. Family dynamics, everybody, I guess, because, you know, you guys have family, have those different things going on. Friends, family, neighbors. Maybe it's just me, but I see the evil that's at work in this world. And sometimes we can treat the stranger in the grocery store much more kind with kindness and love and joy than we can with friends, families, and neighbors, because they make us so mad. But we have to take that and set it aside. We have to keep our eyes fixed on Christ. And as our eyes are on Christ and we give them to them, give those people and those situations and circumstances, whatever it may be, I believe that is where, like, so many times I think it's about me. You know, like, they hurt me by doing A, B, and C. And Jesus kind of taps me on the shoulder and he says, did you consider it's something maybe that they're going through? And it just comes out as if they're intentionally hurting you. I didn't really think about that, Lord. And so when we walk a mile in another man's shoes, when we pour buckets of grace on each other, when we always love, hope, saw things, when we have the best intentions in people's hearts, or if we react as if they had the best intention, if they did or didn't have an ill intention, I think that is also what puts out the fire of a possible miscommunication. And so these things are impossible for us to do in and of ourselves. And that, again, is where we have that abiding in our dad, and only he can fill us to do those impossible things. So as much as I am encouraging you all with these things, I am encouraging myself with these things, because these are the truths that my heart's prayer was that we all need to hear, that we need to continually be washed by his truths, by his love, by his goodness. The song that came to my heart and mind as I was doing this is Unashamed Love. He's calling me to lay aside the worries of my day, to quiet down my busy mind and find a hiding place. Worthy, you are worthy. I open up my heart and I let my spirit worship yours. I open up my mouth and let a song of praise come forth. Worthy, you are worthy. Of a childlike faith and of an honest praise, you are worthy. And so that was my heart's cry and prayer in doing this, that he is the one who is going to quiet my mind. He is the one who I want to be worshiping. He is the one who I want to let hide under the shadow of the shelter of his wings wherever we go about our busy days. He is so faithful to do that. So I've mentioned a couple of times my daughter Amelia. For those who don't know, Eve, I don't know if Evelyn filled you in. You did. She filled her in. Good. I don't need to do the fill-in. But Amelia's been here, and so we've gone on a lot of doctor's appointments. And for each of those doctor's appointments that we've gone to, because of him, glory be to God, I can have joy in my heart. Wherever we've gone, whatever distance to Lebanon, to what was that other place? Chambersburg, which are really in opposite directions, really far away. Her being on a plane ride two different times from Romania, being in the hospital, going to this doctor, that doctor, all those doctors. I have put on Jesus glasses to go wherever we go is where he wanted to be. And so, yes, I may seem like a nut job, but that brings my heart joy because wherever we've gone, he wanted to show up in these appointments and for some reason have her story be told. Now, again, it's maybe harder for her to hear and see this life unfolding, but for you all, wherever you go, whatever you do, it is the Lord planning your steps. It is the Lord revealing himself wherever he goes, as he lives out of us. And so that brings my heart joy. Yes, it's still hard. Yes, I've cried many tears. Yes, I'm leaning in and trusting God. Yes, I know he has a plan and a purpose in it. Yes, I know we're fallen people. Yes, I've seen sickness in my close friends and the things that they've gone through. And it isn't always easy being a person. But the hope that we have in our God, in his truths, in his ways, in what he's working, even if we have no clue that that's what he's working. Last night, the doctor appointment we went to, I thought later, I was talking to Carol, I don't know if the assistant to Dr. Wise is a believer or not. I have no idea. I just assumed she was. So when he diagnosed something, I was like, praise Jesus, you know. So like when we have him come out and we give him glory and honor, that is the way that our dad wants us to be as he is working in and through each of us. I think of Mary and Martha. I'm going to point out the two of them as Mary we know sat at the feet of Jesus. Martha we know is extremely busy. So I believe as mothers, as sisters, as daughters, we all can have those two at war with us at different times in life. And so the nurturing gift that God gave us as mothers, we see, in a sense, Martha put that to feet. So she was nurturing everybody, doing, and then she was like, look at my sister. She's just sitting there on her ticket. And then we see Mary, who chose the better thing, to sit and be nurtured by Jesus. And so, again, I think as women, we can all be at war with ourselves. When do we go, go, go? And when do we rest, rest, rest? And when is it too much going? And when is it too much rest? And so that abiding in him, let him lead you. I'm asking him to lead me in this. I know Marie Gertler is in a Mary time of life, and she finds that very hard at times. I know some of you may be in a Martha time of life, and you find that very hard. And so if we can find that balance in Christ, I think is what we always desire to strive for, to let him be the one that is planning our days and letting us be not only nurturers, but nurtured by him. We can't be the nurturers unless we first have that time sitting at his feet. So I've said before that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. I love hearing that wash over my mind, especially in this day as we're approaching the pro-life, you know, chapter and just the amazingness of life, of conception, of birth, of the and not how the stars have to be aligned for conception, but I mean, there's a lot that needs to happen miraculously for a child to be conceived. And again, Amelia and I were just listening to open heart surgery that was done in the womb, 18 weeks, 22, 20 weeks? I mean, they put an IV inside the baby in the mother's womb and did open heart surgery. I mean, that is mind-blowing. And yet, that is our God as creator, and praise God has given us a window into the womb to see that the life is there for anyone who has doubted that there was. Can't imagine what, why, and how, but we know that Satan is the one who is inspiring that lie. So I said I was going to share some different verses, and that is that from Isaiah 49:15, God compares himself not only as a mother, but a nursing mother. And in our fallen state, yes, even a mother can't forget her nursing babe, or no, she can forget her nursing babe, but our God, our dad, does not. And so the illumination that God will not forget any of us, no matter what state we're in, even if we, you know, throw the towel in and say, I've had enough of this Christianity and I don't think it's real, and look at the state of this world and look at what's happening to my friends, family, children, etc. Like, God is faithful, and so God never forgets us. God said he will never leave nor forsake us. That's my anchor verse. And so we were conceived in God's heart long before we were conceived in our mother's womb. And that's something that, again, is a truth to be held up for each of us. As a mother comforts your child, so I will comfort you, and you will be comforted, Isaiah 66:13. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young, Isaiah 40:11. And let's see. So when our life is not perfect, which I would say probably all of us could say that our lives are not perfect, we can trust that he's constantly working all things in his hand for good and for him to be glorified in and through those things. So that I am not keeping you all captive all day long, I will find all right, as I look for this, I'm going to open it to all of you as far as any things that you all wanted to share from your hearts about a Jesus nugget that he has been blessing your hearts with as we enter this spring season, as we enter Mother's Day. Of course, any prayer requests that you're going to have in this time.
I was thinking of the verse in the Bible, the illustration of hell. Like a mother hen, mm-hmm. he covers his brood of chicks. Mother hen covers her brood of chicks with her wings. So he covers us. And I have always loved that illustration, mm-hmm. because there's so many times in your life and in your walk that you feel like you need God's protection. You need God, covering you like that. And that just reminds me of that. And that's like such a mother who protects and. And God is like that for us.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah.
Good. I'm going to have all kinds of little... Anyone else have any verses that came to mind for them?